Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope, inspiration, and real talk about navigating this crazy thing called depression. Today's topic hits close to home for a lot of us, building healthy boundaries with family and friends when you're struggling. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to please everyone, even when it drains you? You know that feeling when your loved ones don't quite understand what you're going through and their well-intentioned advice feels more like pressure. It happens to the best of us, but guess what? We can change that. This isn't about pushing people away or becoming a recluse, it's about protecting your mental well-being. Think of boundaries as fences around your emotional space. They help you keep safe and healthy while allowing loving connections to flourish. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can empower you to set those boundaries like a pro. First up, recognize the signs. Depression can make us incredibly sensitive to criticism or pressure. You might find yourself saying yes to things you really don't want to do or feeling overwhelmed by even small requests. If your gut is telling you no more often than usual, listen to that inner voice. It's trying to tell you something. Next, communicate clearly and honestly. This doesn't have to be a dramatic confrontation. A simple "I appreciate your concern, but I need some space right now" can work wonders. Be direct about your needs and limitations without feeling guilty. Remember, being honest with your loved ones is a sign of strength, not weakness. Third, practice self-compassion. We often beat ourselves up for needing boundaries, like we're being difficult. But listen, you deserve to prioritize your well-being. Imagine how you'd talk to a close friend going through the same thing. Would you judge them? Probably not. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Now, set realistic expectations. It takes time to establish new boundaries, and people may need some adjustment. Don't expect everyone to understand immediately. Be patient with yourself and others, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Finally, don't be afraid to say no. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Think of it as reclaiming your power. When you say no to something that drains you, you're saying yes to taking care of yourself and your mental health. Okay, let's dive into a real-world scenario. Imagine this. You've been feeling overwhelmed lately, but your family insists on gathering for a big holiday dinner. While you love spending time with them, the thought of attending fills you with dread. You know that forced social interactions can trigger anxiety and exhaustion. How do you navigate this? You could try having an honest conversation with your family beforehand. Explain that while you cherish their company, you're not feeling up to a large gathering right now. Maybe suggest a smaller get-together or even a virtual celebration. Remember, being upfront about your needs doesn't have to be a confrontation. It's about communicating your boundaries and finding solutions that work for everyone involved. So, what are the key takeaways we've learned today? First, recognize those red flags when you're feeling overwhelmed. Second, communicate clearly and honestly with loved ones about your needs. Third, practice self-compassion. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. Fourth, set realistic expectations. Boundaries take time to establish. And finally, don't be afraid to say no. It's a powerful tool for protecting your well-being. Listen, you are amazing, you are strong, and you deserve to feel supported and respected. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love, and it can make all the difference in navigating depression. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And let's keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag #survivingandthriving. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.